I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Defender 7 Thursday Night Broadcast with your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and myself, co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Boy, do we have a lot to go over tonight. I'm sure everybody's ready and willing to listen to this. This is a doozy. But before we get on with the show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, as we've been going through, looking, there's a lot going on in the country. It has been since the farce of a election and before then. But if you're new, just tuning in to us, we do have a website. Been all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. And on our website, you'll find our store and a donate button. All 100% proceeds from the store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something or click that donate button, because that's the only way that we're able to do what we do, is on, we rely on donations and sales from our store. Now, we can be reached on our main national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you decide to click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate in everything we do throughout the whole group. Now, if you find that it's not for you, you can always leave. There'll be no hard feelings. Just to let you know, everybody's opinion counts. Nobody will be downed for their own opinion. We don't work that way. Definitely consider ourselves more than just a group. We're one big extended family. We can also be reached on MeWe by clicking on organizations and scrolling down to Defenders 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now, for tonight's show and every show we do here on Blog Talk, we enjoy the camaraderie of people calling in, giving us your opinions, your thoughts, or just joining in the conversation. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call, area code 914-205-5773. And I'm now going to bring in your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers.
Good evening,
Colonel
everyone.
Colonel Kimberly Purvis.
Hello.
And we have Captain Lorna Munson from Wisconsin.
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 That never gets old.
You gotta know I'm gonna say that every time.
It never gets old.
I know, it never gets old.
Oh, how are you doing tonight?
Does anyone live in misery?
No, but I work in misery.
You work in misery? Oh, okay.
Yep. I seen where Governor Parsons was touring all the vaccination sites.
That is so stupid.
Okay.
Huh?
I don't know if you guys heard or not about Johnson & Johnson.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no, it's pretty bad. Well, one, everybody knows that, and people will argue this, that you're lying, but I'm sorry, but here's the proof. 15 million Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines were thrown away because two jackasses that work at the manufacturing plant, they accidentally mixed up vaccine ingredients. Yeah. See, trust me. It says, how did this happen? Well, Emergent BioSolutions, a production facility in Baltimore, accidentally mixed up doses of Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. They both use the same type of technology, and it's harmless, but here's the problem. It's not harmless when you mix them together. So, and this says they add a harmless version of the virus. And everyone keeps saying, oh, no, there's no virus in it. No, it's a dead virus. So your body thinks you've got it, and you produce antibodies. So, anywho, sometime in February, one of the plant workers confused the two vaccines. So, but, and here it says, Johnson & Johnson said that
Let me give you a little insight on Johnson & Johnson. Okay. You know there's a major lawsuit from their talcum powder being cancerous?
Yeah, I know. It's all bullshit.
Okay. So you're going to tell me that people are going to trust Johnson & Johnson to make a fucking vaccine too? Yeah, I think not.
Okay, well, here's why I call bullshit on that on the talcum powder. Baby powder gets used on children for years, and they never get cancer. But now all of a sudden, a woman drops it in her underwear to keep her from getting all nasty smelling or sweaty, whatever, and they're going to get cancer? Bullshit.
Okay.
I think people are too happy.
That all depends on if they mix up the ingredients in it, because they do that all the time also, or add more stuff into it.
True. I mean, people are stupid. But anyway, this article says, listen, Johnson & Johnson even said this, that Emergent BioSolutions Lab is not approved by the FDA to make vaccines.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. And they said this themselves. So Johnson & Johnson's not making it. It's a lab who they hired. But here's the thing. I saw a video of a guy who had a reaction to a Johnson & Johnson shot, the vaccine. His skin started to peel off, like all of it, head to toe.
Damn.
Yeah, and that's
I was reading an article also about a woman that was breastfeeding her baby, and the baby ended up dying.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, now Bill Gates owns Pfizer, right?
Yep.
Dr. Fauci owns.
And Fauci also. No, Fauci also owns in Pfizer too. He's got money invested in both of them. It's one big money scheme, is all it is.
And one of them, I think, no, Bill Gates might also have into Moderna. I just know that.
Now, Moderna is our governor has a lot of stock.
Fauci's in that.
Yeah, Fauci's in
that.
Fauci's
got his
but our governor, what I call Governor Prickster, because he's a prick, fat ass prick at that. He has a lot of stock in these labs also.
Hold on.
So, yeah, it's straight fucked up, all of it. It's one big money scheme, if you ask me, and I don't give a shit what they say. I will never take that vaccine,
and I'm right there with you. I'll never take that damn thing either.
Moderna, it's Nubar Afayan, FMR LLC, flagship pioneering and vanguard group. Let me see who else. This is who owns stock in Moderna. Oh, wow. Steven Bansell and Lori M. Henderson. So, no, I mean, those idiots could have stock in it and nobody even knows. So,
well, a lot of people can have stock in different places, but you're not going to know who has the stock. It could be a silent partner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But here's what's irritating. They're saying now, or Biden is begging all of the governors and each of the states to issue another lockdown, another mask mandate. If everybody's getting a vaccine, not I'm not doing it.
I won't.
And so, but here's the thing. If the vaccine works up to 90%, why do we need to social distance? Why do we need to wear a mask? Why do we need to be locked down again? No friggin' reason for it at all. None.
Well, I'm gonna let you in on a little story of what happened to me yesterday in Illinois. Okay? I actually was in a store, no mask. And a lady had walked up to me, started cussing me out because I wasn't wearing my mask. And I straight up told her, you got 2 seconds to get the fuck away from me or I'm going to throat punch you. One, I don't believe in hitting women.
I do.
As I said on previous shows, I'm tired of dealing with fucking stupid. And when
I can't believe I am. I'm waiting
when
for my
somebody comes
Karen.
Up to me with their ignorance bullshit and starts pushing their agenda on me, I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm laying some motherfucker out. I'm tired of dealing with it. I'm tired of
all the stupid shit. Oh, yeah. You know what's so stupid? Is they're going to waste their breath and come up to you and argue with you. Right? Why can't
right.
they just walk away? Why can't they just walk away? It's not like we're getting in their faces. Oh, my God, you're wearing a mask. One, we don't know why they're wearing it, because cancer patients need to wear it. People who are getting chemo need to wear them. I get it.
Well, here's my thing.
And
don't push your agenda on me.
I'll
tell you right now, as soon as I told her that I was going to throw punch her if she didn't leave, she turned around and walked the fuck away. I'm not playing bullshit. I'm going to tell you how it is. And I'm giving you that one warning. Otherwise, I'm going to straight up throat punch you. No ifs, ands, buts about it.
I was in Kroger's yesterday, and out of 60 people in the store, I'm guessing 60. The parking lot was pretty full. And out of everybody in that store, only 5 people did not have a mask on. I swear to God, I got the ugliest looks from some people, but nobody will say anything.
Around here, it depends on what time. Around here, it depends on what time of day it is.
I must give off this do not approach, she's a major bitch vibe. Because nobody says anything.
I have that, too. I have that attitude.
I don't have an attitude.
I just walk in the store.
No,
I just walk in the store.
They just take a look at me, and they don't say nothing. They just look at me, give me the good old stink eye, and walk away.
But you know what? I think I only go to 2 stores, Walmart or Kroger's or Dillon's. And the employees know, don't bother asking because I'm not going to put a mask on. I won't do it. I'll put it on, but it's going to go under my chin.
Either.
I'll put it on to walk in, but it's going to go under my chin. Straight up, that's it. That's where it's going to go.
I don't even, I don't go to Walmart, so.
I don't bring a mask with me or nothing. I just walk right in. Nobody says nothing to me.
Well, the only place I will is the VA. Because of, I mean, that's obvious.
Hospitals are different.
Yeah.
I will wear a mask in a hospital. Yes. I will do that.
I still don't wear it right.
But as far as everywhere else, I ain't wearing a mask. I don't give a damn.
Well,
if he's gonna wear it right,
he has to shave his beard.
Oh, Michelle. The first part of the drive.
Say why?
So, I don't know. Whoever is on the phone needs to mute it. So there is a thing going around by the CDC. Okay, it says. The number 3 killer in the world is COVID. They're full of shit. No, it's not.
No, it ain't. It's not. It's
ischemic heart disease, strokes, and lower respiratory infections, which is not COVID. And then COPD and everything else. So the CDC wants everyone to think that COVID's the number 3 killer in the world. No, it's not. Not at all. So just thought I'd share that little.
Well,
because I've been seeing a lot
people,
of it.
Now, here's one thing I've said on previous shows, too. The facts are there. You just have to look them up. The death toll on COVID in the real numbers are actually the same as what somebody dying of pneumonia or flu.
Yeah, well,
Numbers are there.
We've cured the flu.
Yeah, you don't
no
hear about that
the flu
shit
this
no more.
Year. Oh, I know.
Right. I'm just tired of dealing with stupid. I'm ready to give up where I live, quit my job, move somewhere up in the backwoods, in the mountains, and not be around anybody, because I there's too much stupid and it's running rampant throughout the world.
Oh, I know.
I already have that.
Biden.
Separate on the mountains.
So Biden wants to do another $2 trillion stimulus package. Why? Because they want to be dependent on the government. But here's the thing. Only 9% of both stimulus packages have gone to the people. We're sending billions of dollars to third world countries for gender studies, for bullshit. No, it shouldn't be done.
Well, if everybody in the United States stops paying taxes, we'll put an end to that shit real quick. What are they going to do, arrest everybody? I don't think so.
Yeah, but you have no choice because it comes directly out of your paycheck.
My cousin
unless you
owns
work
his
under
own
the table.
Electric company. My cousin owns his own electric company. They are so understaffed. They have, for months, they have put out asking people to apply. And the people that did fill out applications before, they said, they called them up and said, do you still want to work? You're hired. The people actually said no because they're making more money on unemployment than they would by working. There's another warehouse here in Illinois that it is so understaffed also, and they said the same thing. People are making too much money on the government to go back to work. I guess they're curing workaholics. I don't know. You know what I mean? Would that be Workaholic Anonymous or what? Do they have a 1-800 number?
There's no way in hell I could sit home 24/7. It's not possible.
Me neither.
No, you know what happens? You get more personality. That's what happens.
Well, I'm sorry. This is the way I see it. I will never ask anybody for a damn thing. What I have, I've earned on my own by working. Nobody's ever gave me a freaking dime. Nobody's paid for nothing for me. And I won't ask for help. I don't. That's just who I am. I've had a job, even before I was, I was cutting grass, weed eating, shoveling snow, raking leaves, anything to make a buck when I was still underage.
I was 13 when I started babysitting.
I was 15 in the factory.
So this bullshit, they've created laziness. That's straight out.
Oh, I know.
They've created laziness.
Well, that's why they want to do another stimulus package. Because they want to keep laundering money from the taxpayers. But get this, 13 states are suing the Biden administration over stimulus bill threat to cut taxes. And I was kind of confused about it when I started reading it. I'm like, what the hell does this mean? So Steve Marshall in Alabama, he's the Attorney General for Alabama. He's the one who started it. And basically, any money, because they're doing the tax cuts, I guess whatever money they get from the stimulus package, they can't use it to fix one problem or whatever. So
right.
This is what the government has said. Hold on. So the federal tax mandate thus usurps the ability of the plaintiff state citizens to reduce their tax burdens and creates an impermissible chilling effect on their elected officials' willingness to do the same thing. So the government, it's going against the Constitution, is what the government's doing. So,
this whole party, Republican and Democrat, I mean, it's all bullshit.
True. But what they're trying to make the states do, it says, according to the suit, the provision in question forces states to make an untenable choice between relinquishing control over their inherent sovereign powers as a state or forfeit massive and much-needed aid that represents 25% of the state's budget. So Biden is saying you either give over your control of your state or you get money. what floored me was the states that's involved in it right now. Alaska, Florida, Iowa, Kansas is a Democrat, but then again, our representatives and everything else, they're all Republicans. So I don't think the governor has anything to do with it. Montana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, West Virginia, and Utah.
Yeah, I knew Illinois wouldn't be on there.
Well, not yet, but it all depends
Illinois is a fucked up governor, has the House of Representatives in Illinois for state is fucked up. I mean, it's Democratic ran. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Illinois is just, it might as well either be New York or California. That's all it is.
So basically what they're trying to do is all these attorney generals, when they go to court, they're trying to tell them, say, hey, look, this federal tax mandate is unconstitutional.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just all jacked up. I mean, this is going right in line with the Great Reset. It's what it is. I mean, that in Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah.
I
agree.
In order to do this, you got to shut everything down. And now New York and I forgot what other state, I think, is doing the vaccine passport. The whole country of Israel is already doing it.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
I know Florida said.
They better not
DeSantis
come to
said,
my.
Well,
they better not come to my door. That's all I got to say. They better not come to my door. Because they will have a surprise.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court knocked out the mandatory mask mandate too.
Yep, I saw that. I saw that.
They
today.
Did what?
Got rid of the mask mandate.
Yep. And one of our schools, one that I used to go to, they're not forcing the kids to wear masks. It's optional if they want to or not.
Yeah, Illinois, it'll be wearing a mask forever, except for
not
me.
Not here.
I'll be.
And so Congress now is trying to tell states how to spend their money. None of your damn business.
Right.
If it gets used the right way, who cares?
Well,
so,
ours, Illinois, it's not getting spent the right way. I mean, this son of a bitch as governor, and we did get rid of the Speaker of the House. He finally retired because I guess he
became too rich off of our tax dollars. So, yeah, all these sumbitches are about as crooked can be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I don't like any of them, state or federal government. I'm against it all. I say send them all to jail or let them hang, and we start all over from scratch. All of them, every state and our federal government. Hang them all. That's the way
I know.
See it.
Well, yeah, they all need to go. So I know from our last show, from last week to now, things are getting, they're stepping up pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
So Russia has stepped up its aggression in Eastern Europe. And where is it at? U.S. European Command has raised its alert status to the highest level after fighting resumed between the Russian-backed separatists and the Ukraine soldiers. So their ceasefire is done. And NATO jets scrambled 10 times on Monday. So
World War III is coming.
Last week, three nuclear-armed Russian subs punched through several feet of ice in the Arctic. So, they're going to be coming. They're poisoning themselves to attack America with nuclear missiles. So,
here's
yeah.
the thing about nuclear attacks, nuclear war.
We know nobody wins.
Nobody wins. Nobody's going to win.
Yeah, but this is what we were talking about. I think it was Tuesday. You know what? There's so much hatred between some of these countries, and some of these leaders are so arrogant, they don't care as long as they're the last one standing. Even if they die.
They won't be, though.
It doesn't
they
matter.
They won't be, though.
It's
that's the
yeah,
funny thing.
I
they
know,
won't be.
But you know what I'm saying? You know the theory,
once,
if I can't have you, nobody will?
Well,
yeah,
I know that. But the thing
but
is...
But if I'm saying...
Once one country lights off their nukes, everybody will counterattack.
Yep.
And nobody will win at all. So... I don't know.
So, yeah, Russia's really pushing it. And they got multiple points of access and more than one aircraft that's in the area. Let's see. Oh, I've got to open this up to finish reading it. So, and here's the thing. Please, he's an idiot. Biden has pledged to take a tougher line with Russia than Trump did.
Whatever. Biden couldn't be tough if his shit. He couldn't
Look,
be tough even if he tried.
Biden is as tough as soft butter.
Right.
I mean,
I was trying to think of something on that, but
he's a soft.
He's an antagonist.
He's
an
he's about as this,
because he called Putin a killer, huh?
He's about as hard as
Bobby,
a new puppy dog.
Yeah, but he thinks because he called Putin a killer, that's making him tough. That makes you an idiot. that's like a freaking ant being a bully to a dog.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But, I mean, come on. I mean, I get the expression, the bigger you are, the harder you fall. But he's outmatched, outwitted, out everything. And
yeah, exactly.
Biden's going to be the reason why we have a World War III.
Well, you know, if you look at the stats, when Trump was in office, no wars, no mass shootings,
Oh, yeah.
The economy was booming. Let's see. Job markets were at an all-time high. Unemployment was at an all-time low across the board. Let's see. Am I missing something? Stock market was at an all-time high. Record high.
Black, yeah. Blacks were working more.
Well, that's
the
what I mean across the board. Everything
the most
was.
Part.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, here's where some of the money went out of the stimulus packages. Biden approved an additional $125 million worth of lethal aid to the Ukraine. Of course, why not? Including two armed patrol boats, counter-artillery radar, and they've committed more than $2 billion in security assistance to the Ukraine.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were doing this from 2014, while Obama was in office. So, yeah. I mean, wow. So all the Pentagon leaders are expressing their concerns to NATO allies. I don't know. He's pushing buttons with everybody. With Russia, Iran, Syria, China, North Korea. He's got them all pissed off at us.
Like I said, World War III is coming.
Oh, sure it is.
Nobody's going to win.
Okay. So, Chinese drones were spotted gathering intel around Taiwan. They're about to take Taiwan. Literally, it's getting closer and closer every day. Unarmed aerial vehicles belonging to the Chinese military have been gathering intelligence. And, Bobby, I don't know if I sent you this link or not. It shows the island of Taiwan and where the Chinese drones have been seen. And Xi Jinping said any foreign vessel will be shot and sunk. And so I'm freaking telling you, we're going to have Russia and China on our ass. Where was it at?
Well, if you couldn't already tell this by now, then your head is up your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Where in the hell? I forgot this. I can't find it. So, China is threatened to invade Taiwan for the last 7 decades. It's just he's getting closer and closer to where he can do it. And I saw, oh, wow, that's got the whole map of everything. And I'm not sure if I posted that or not. But the U.S. Navy is even worried because where is it at? I think I lost it. No, I lost the article. Yeah, so we're pretty close. To who it's going to be with, I don't know. I really don't know who it's going to be with, a war.
Like I said.
In all honesty.
The time, not right for right now, and this is what I can say, honestly tell people. Pray to the good Lord and hope for the best, but expect the worst.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, he's going to, and then now, I'm sure everyone's heard about Biden trying to force everyone who's active duty right now redo their oath to him, not the Constitution.
Well, here's what I got to say about that. Fuck you, Biden.
No, I know. Because here's the thing.
And Camel Toe Harris.
In D.C. Oh, yeah. A lot of veterans, a lot of Vietnam veterans are pissed off about it. And you don't swear an oath to the president. You swear an oath to the Constitution. And he's trying to weed out all of the extremists, which are conservatives, and keep all them limp-wristed friggin' liberals and ass-kissers because here's what's good. And this is just my personal opinion. I don't care. If China does invade Taiwan in the next couple months, which I'm sure it's going to happen, he's pushing for that. So then we could say, well, we're going to join in, help Taiwan fight against China. China comes to the U.S., okay, and then our military does what they can, and then Biden says, okay, you win, and China takes over America, and we become Chimerica. But that's the only thing that makes sense. Why is he doing this to all these countries?
It's called the New World Order.
No, I know. But that's the – do you see what I'm saying? That's the only way it could be done. China's going to make the first move. They want to be the one and only superpower in the world. And
we
all know Beijing Biden.
It's not the UN. It's not the presidents of all these countries. It's the elitists. The world bankers are the one that's funding all this and pushing for all this for the New World Order. They're putting and supplying money to all these other countries to push this agenda. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen – you've seen that video, the one about the world climate, whatever, that video where it had all the world leaders in Davos, Switzerland?
Oh, yeah.
They said COVID is what they needed to jumpstart it.
I know.
And they're going to keep pushing
the agenda.
And people
are playing right into it. When I got out of the military in 93, I studied the Bilderbergs, the Rockefellers, George Soros. I did my homework on all of these. They're the world elitists. And if everybody would do their research on all this, I'm telling you, they can see it. It's happening of what they've been wanting to do for a very long time.
The Federal Reserve, I remember I saw this somewhere and I forgot to look it up. So the Federal Reserve is looking to develop a digital currency. It's the Reserve and somebody else. I think it's a
well, they've been pushing that forever. I mean, look at your –
they're getting ready to. They already have a name for it, for the currency. Hold on, where's it at? Remember, they have a name for it, of the digital currency, because it's got to have a name, but it won't have anything to do with like U.S. dollar or anything like that. But they're pushing, all the central bankers are looking to start it, because we already had the so-called chain shortage, whatever, and then the bills. And that's part of the other reason why they're starting. I mean, they just constantly keep doing these stimulus package is to devalue the dollar. That's all it's going to do.
people better start paying attention to what we're saying, because I'll tell you right now, it's already getting to the point to where it's going to be too late.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's... I don't know what else to say about it, really, because...
I think they are starting too slowly.
Oh,
you know, like my school,
I don't know.
My school here is wising up. The Supreme Court, they're not letting our idiot governor get away with shit. I read somewhere that Wisconsin is trying to do the same thing as what Texas is doing.
Well, slowly.
If you read it.
Slowly. Slowly, states are wanting to join with Texas, secede. It's almost an issue to call it Texas. And it's like the whole southern half of the United States. Well, skip California and Nevada. So it's up to Kansas now and just goes straight across. So, I mean, that's what they should do, honestly.
Yeah, everybody is just sick of it. And I've noticed, too, around here that there are so many, like you were saying before, job openings. But I'm not so sure if a lot of that has to do with the stimulus check, I think, because they're forcing them to make masks and they can't keep them working because they keep getting sick. That's just my thought, anyway.
See, and now with all of these, the 20-plus thousand Mexicans or illegals coming through, and they're sending them, they're not even testing them for COVID, and a majority of them have COVID, okay? They've got 17,000 kids cramped into four locations, which they're at 2,000% capacity, and... they're just sending all of these people anywhere they want to go in the United States. Well, no shit, it's going to spike. You know.
Exactly. And that's what they're trying to do. That's what they did with the first thing when they opened up the UK. They were testing positive, but they weren't testing them when they come to the United States or just letting them in. I don't remember exactly how that went, but why would you do that?
Why do we need a friggin' vaccine passport, and why are we locked down and all this bullshit? But yet you let all these illegals in, and teachers are like, oh, no, we can't go back to school because we'll get COVID and die. But yet they're going to go to San Diego and teach the illegal kids.
That
habit,
yeah.
You can't go and teach Americans?
Yeah, this bull, it's a money thing.
And then they have the nerve to say, we want more money because of virtual schooling. And so they're getting an extra $20,000 a year for every teacher, but yet parents have to quit their jobs. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's total, complete bullshit. And people are too stupid to stand up to it.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know. I just see more and more people now. You know, oh, my God, you should be ashamed of yourself for not wearing a mask. Well, you should be ashamed of yourself for wearing one and being the sheep. You know,
exactly.
Wouldn't common sense go out the freaking window? I don't know. I'm kind of done with all of it. I just and then Fauci's like, we're not going back to normal. This is our new normal. He said, even though there's a vaccine that 90% works, you're still going to have to wear a mask. You're still going to have to social distance. So why the fuck make everybody take a damn vaccine? And I'll say my body, my choice.
Yep, exactly. Population control.
But that's what people do. They're like, well, what do you mean, my body, my choice? I'm like, well, my body, my choice, just like abortion. Your body, your choice? Well, you know what? I'm not killing anyone. You are.
Right.
And so normally it shuts people up. Normally, I say. But, you know.
I haven't had the chance. Nobody says anything to me.
Oh, I find ways. I find ways to piss people off. I've got two community guideline violations on Facebook, right? Because I said, I called someone, I made a comment, and it said, whatever is a bitch ass. And I got, I mean, the second I put it up, I got a community guidelines violation. And
I'm
like,
out of jail.
Ignore.
I'm out of jail.
I'm going to be in jail soon. I'm going to be in jail. I really am. And then
I'm a day in of being out.
I just can't deal with this. And people are saying that they're not pushing socialism.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry, but have these people taken the time to look up what socialism really is? One jackass, who was it? There was something on a live, and I was on my phone, and I was watching a news conference or something. I can't remember what it was. And someone made the comment, well, capitalism is dying in America. And they put yay. I'm like, are you that stupid? Do you even know what capitalism is? He's like, yeah, that's tyranny or whatever it was. I'm like, you're a moron. Capitalism is what makes the United States run. That gives you your freedom. And some guy said, some kid said, socialism is going to be in America. You're just going to have to deal with it. And I told him, I said, straight up, and this is where I got my other community guideline violation. And I said, I hope you like bread lines. I hope you know what survival is, because you're a dumbass. And I got a thing for bullying. But yet, these people could say whatever they want about Trump. And you know what I'm saying? I know I'm a bully, but I don't care. Did you forget? Shit. As they say, Gen Xers have gone to the military, prison, or rehab. So, I mean, that's just all there is to it. And people don't seem to get that concept. People that are Gen X, we have no emotions. We just don't care about your feelings. We don't.
No. You just say boo and they're crying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People are, you know, the new Satanic Shoes by Lil Nas, right? Because he's gay and the church says it's a sin to be gay and he's a ball boo-hoo about it. So that's why he's become a Satanist. Okay. So he makes those vile shoes, right? And the video, I guess, is pretty bad for whatever video it was. And so a bunch of people are like, all you so-called Christians and conservatives are boo-hooing about shoes. And I'm like, dude, your butt hurt over Dr. Seuss.
I know.
I mean,
the cartoon is the stupidest thing ever, right?
Looney Tunes got banned. All Looney Tunes cartoons are gone.
Wow.
So this generation, the most embarrassing generation ever, gets butthurt over cartoons, our cartoons, Dr. Seuss, Aunt Jemima, which, by the way, the same syrup company who makes Aunt Jemima just put Captain Crunch's photo on the bottle. I kid you not. You take a black woman off of a syrup bottle because they got butt hurt over it, and you put a white pirate. Good going. So I'm telling you, I don't think people think things through.
ever.
No, they don't.
I mean, I don't know. I just get a kick out of some of these things. And then my mouth gets running away from me, and I'll hurt someone's feelings, and they go crying, and then I get in trouble, and it's like, oh, whatever. I'm sure every one of us were spanked with a belt at some point in our life, right?
Once, and I laughed at her.
Shoot. I got beat with the old coffee wire that plugged into the old percolators.
Oh, yeah. This,
Cat nine tail.
Yeah. And, you
know,
and a lot of this generation, these kids, are saying it's child abuse if you spank a kid with a belt.
The freak
I'm
out
like,
of here.
Dude.
That's what's wrong with these kids nowadays.
Oh, I know.
They need their ass.
This is truly the participation trophy generation, Gen Z, with hands down.
Yeah,
it's
like Lorna. She always asks you, no, well, what am I going to get out of it?
Yeah. And they want to make $30 an hour to start. And it's like, dude, you freaking don't know shit. That's like my my ex son-in-law. He's when he was 19 years old or 20. He's like, well, I need to make $25 an hour if I'm going to start working. And trying to tell me about nursing stuff. And I'm like, do you have a nursing degree? Oh, no. I'm like, dude, I've been a nurse for 21 years. Well, it was 17 years at the time. And tried telling me that pregnant women will die if they eat Doritos. I'm like, you're a jackass. Completely. I mean, no, eating junk food's not good for you when you're pregnant. No, it's not. But you're not going to die. And it's like, I just can't with you guys. You're just too stupid. I just can't shake my head at them. You know.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
No, I know. But I'm like Weathers. Dude, I just want to just... You know what? Just pack everything in my house and go live in a shack somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. Live in a cave for crying out loud.
I already have that. And I have a lake on each side of me.
No, I mean like you're like 30 miles away from your nearest neighbor.
Well, I got my lake people, but I never see them.
It's just one of those things.
Weekends.
Let me see. What other good? Let's see. Oh yeah. The Americans are bracing for higher taxes. So he lied, of course.
he didn't lie.
I know.
Like that one guy said, if you think that they're only going to tax the people only making $400,000 or more, you're a certain kind of stupid because everyone will be getting a tax increase.
You know the marriage penalty tax that they got rid of? That Trump got rid of? Yeah, Biden's starting it back. So now married people are going to get taxed again at a higher rate.
Good thing I'm not married. Yeah. Don't plan.
I know.
I'm not married. My wife is.
Your poor wife.
What? Hold on. I found another.
She struck gold when she hit me.
Cool. Damn. So after new hostility from North Korea, they said Biden should recommit to South Korea. They shot two missiles that went 373 miles. That's how far that missile went, or both of them.
Wow.
And that was on the 29th. They're friggin', I'm telling you. North Korea has had at least rudimentary nuclear weapons since 2006, and now they're improving on them.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And they're all telling Biden he needs to back off, and Biden's going around acting like a schoolyard bully. And he's writing checks his ass can't cash. Straight up. I mean, he don't care. Oh, okay, that was in 2013. Never mind. I almost said, oh, shit. Because North Korea declared a state of war with South Korea, but that was in 2013.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that was so. I hate when they throw in odd bullshit in articles.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, this is kind of funny because China's pissed off about the anti-missile deployments. Never mind. Well, no shit they are. They're siding with North Korea. So either way we look at it, China's in the middle of everything right now.
Why don't they just get rid of China?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know what I think?
Too deep in Biden's pocket.
Yeah.
Honestly, and I hate to say it, and people who can hate me all you want, stop farting around with this shit. If you're going to do it, just do it and get it over with. I mean, come on. It's like politics. I'm so tired of hearing about what should have happened and what's been happening. I'm like, you know what? If you're going to do it, just do it. Put us all out of our misery and get it over with.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's like... I don't know. Yellowstone having a massive super eruption, nuclear war. Volcano. You know what? The hell with it. Let's just do both at the same time. I mean, I was like, so interesting.
I see an article somewhere that Yellowstone volcano isn't near worrisome as the hot springs erupting all the time.
Really?
Yeah. They said there's not enough molta because of, what was it? Something that happened many years ago. They said there's not enough molta to build pressure for that to blow to smithereens.
Oh,
I don't know if that's just something that I've seen somewhere.
Of which volcano?
The Yellowstone.
Oh, the caldera? That bitch is full.
They said that
there's
just have no molten.
No lava?
Yeah.
They full of shit.
I wish I should have shared that. It's something to do
thing.
With the hot
if there's
thing.
Ever
it has
do
something to
now?
Do with the hot it has something to do with the hot springs constantly going off. Pushing the molta down, levels down, which in turn makes it so there's not enough pressure for the Yellowstone to make a super duper.
Oh, every 90 minutes, Old Faithful goes off. And
yeah.
What happens is the thing fills up with the water. The lava underneath it builds up the pressure to make it blow up, the steam blow up through the where the Old Faithful's at. So, and then it fills back up with lava. And then the water pushes the lava down. The gases and everything else builds back up. So it's constantly back and forth. So, okay. But get this,
well,
guys.
Well, like everything
I think so
else,
funny.
I'm not going to believe it until I see it with my own eyes.
Oh, I know. So, guess what? I was waiting for this to come. I have been waiting for this. You know, I saw a video where it's either Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca. It's AstraZeneca. They're mailing the COVID vaccine to your house in a box with your vaccine card. You fill it out. You take the vaccine, right? So I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, sure, you trust people that much? So now 44 states, mine included, of Kansas, retard, there are fake COVID vaccine cards. People are buying
them. I've seen that
from when did they think this was not going to happen? Because nobody wants the bullshit. They just don't want to do it. But, and someone said, I saw a thing earlier, it said 44% of America wants the vaccine. No, stop being so optimistic. Why don't you look at the 60% or 56, 52, whatever, percent that don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
I won't take it. There's no way in hell.
And people are like, oh, you anti-vaxxers. No, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-COVID vaccine.
No, I'm the one that I trust my immune system to do its job.
Yeah, but I can't,
I got
I can't
news for
take
you.
Any of them.
I got news for you. I haven't taken the flu shot. I haven't taken none of it.
Me either.
Since I've been out of the military, and I'm fine.
I don't know about that, but.
Yeah, I know. Shit. No, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people's immune systems are pretty good, and they don't get sick. And that's great. Mine sucks because
until
I got celiac.
Until they start wearing the mask 24, until they start wearing them damn masks 24/7, where they can't let their immune system work and they're breathing in their own shit.
I
oh,
think
it passed.
I think, Kim, you're a hypochondriac.
Shut up. No, I'm not really. Celiac sucks. So, Kansas lawmakers revoked our dipshit governor's mask mandate. So it got voted down 5-2.
See, people are done. They're not buying into this shit like it was at the beginning. They're realizing that it's a 99% survival rate, and
it's no different than another flu.
It is the flu. Period.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's a cold flu that can turn into pneumonia. The thing that's different about COVID is it can cause blood clots, and that's what I got. Okay?
Well,
so I got heparin. I was in the hospital for a week.
So does the vaccine.
Yeah, and the vaccine is causing blood clots. I saw something where a woman said she peed for 3 days after getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But
well,
she's fine now. So she said. But here's the thing. The FDA has not approved not one damn vaccine. Not one. The The only thing they approved was the emergency thing where it could be done. They still need a clinical trial. And here's the thing that people don't understand. In a clinical trial, half of the vaccines are saline. The other half is the actual vaccine. And all of these people who said they've had no reaction are getting saline. And that's, you have to do it half and half. Or it's a bogus clinical trial.
Like I tell everybody that said that I should get the vaccine, I'm no guinea pig. Plain and simple.
Oh, yeah. So our retarded governor got overturned by all the Republicans. And they said it's up to each county if they want to do the mask mandate. And our mayor said no. He don't want it. So I guess they brought it back up. So cool. What the hell is that, Don? Hold on a second. Russia warns new Donbass conflict. Is that a place?
What was it?
Donbass. D-O-N-B-A-S-S. Moscow is building up their forces near the Ukraine. NATO is accusing Moscow of building tensions. Donbass, whatever. It's a city or whatever. They said, hey, if it heats up to the point where they end up fighting, they said that place is going to get destroyed. And Ukraine's done. So apparently it's a big place.
Y'all. I'm done eating. Now it's my, I have to shave and get a shower. And I'm going to bed.
Uh-huh.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
It's been a good show.
Oh, see, you miss our, you just can't make that shit up. Aw.
Well, hell, I mean, that's everyday life. You know, I mean,
No.
You can't make this shit up.
I found this website.
I actually had people today try to get me for April Fool's, and I said, you know what? April Fool's has been canceled. You cannot top what the government's doing for April Fool's. Sorry.
Nobody fell for my April Fool's. I was upset.
Shit.
Huh?
I didn't fall for anybody's shit.
Oh, no. I posted that Biden and Harris apologizes for stealing the election, and they want Trump to come back as president, and they're
failures
and blah, blah, blah.
I know that's bullshit.
Do you really
expect that someone that has their eyes open to fall for that shit?
I don't know. People thought it was funny.
I'll give you that. It's funny. But I know it's bullshit.
Oh, holy crap. The Border Patrol is expecting over 1 million migrants before the end of the year.
That I can believe.
Yeah, so what, 1,000 to 1,500 a day?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Who the fuck's paying for all of them?
We are.
And our veterans are homeless. I know, but here's the thing. Our veterans are homeless, and you freaking, oh my God.
They don't give a shit. They don't care about
I know.
Us veterans. I mean, come on, man. Why even question that?
I know.
They haven't cared for years. So why start now?
Oh, when and with all of those unaccompanied children, where the hell are they coming from?
Well, they'll be taking
Coyotes.
Care of it. Sex trafficking, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Coyotes. And no, Lorna, the coyotes I'm talking about are not a four-legged animal.
I
just
want to
let you know that.
You bring that up.
I didn't see any pictures, so I don't know.
You remember, hey, Bobby, you remember that conversation, don't you?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coyotes. What, the four-legged animal bringing them over? Yeah, that's what it is.
That wasn't me.
I think it was. What do you
wow.
Are you being like Kim and having more than one personality?
No, but I get framed a lot.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yep. That's my story.
Oh.
Straight from the corrupter's mouth.
Whatever.
Oh, shit. All right. Good night, y'all. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
So starting June 1st, the tariff on exporting U.S. whiskey will be doubled from 25% to 50%, which means like Jack Daniels and all of those other whiskeys, they're going to end up shutting down some of their plants because they won't be able to afford it.
Lorna, you better hurry up and get your order in.
That's where I wouldn't have no problem whatsoever.
Did you know this is a – hold on. I got to make sure it's the right one because
whiskey does.
I can't remember which company it was, but they got their own label because they drink so much.
Nublaris, Spotted Cow.
No, hold on. I think it's whiskey, but hold on. I'm going to find out.
Oh.
Okay.
I can't.
101st Airborne drinks so much whiskey, they got their own brand. Yeah, that's how much whiskey they drink. I don't, you know what, I was there, and it's no lie. And I'm trying to find out if it's, hold on. It's, let's see. Oh, yeah, so 82nd Airborne. Boundary Oak Distillery, they have 82nd Airborne and 101st Airborne. But 101st Airborne, it has a lot. Wow. I'm ashamed of this. In Iraq, American military finds it has an alcohol problem. You don't say. You don't say.
Well, Harrison used to be the number one drinking state, but we're knocked down to like eighth.
Oh, no. This is overseas. A clear, oh, my God, they call it Haji juice. It's a clear moonshine made in Iraq. But civilian contractors are the ones who's doing it. And it's It's Third Brigade. I don't care. They're the friggin' it's Rockasan, and they're stupid anyway. So, a group of 101st Airborne Division soldiers, and oh wow, that's pathetic. This was in 2005. One of the most gruesome crimes committed by U.S. troops is they raped a 14-year-old girl and killed her and her family after drinking some of the locally made whiskey supplied by Iraqi soldiers. Wow. That's why they have an alcohol problem over there. Because they can't get it sent to them, so they drink their shit over there. Wow. It's kind of funny because Islam forbids you drinking alcohol. I wonder just how many laws are broken over there by the Romans.
I remember going to a couple bars in Minneapolis and there was Muslims in the bars drinking, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just how many laws.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. All right. You know what? Do we have anything else to go over? Anybody?
I was hot. Not trying to even think of. I'm multitasking. I'm cooking food.
Oh, okay. Okay. We didn't have any birthdays, did we, today?
Yeah,
for anyone?
We did. Today would have been
any anniversaries?
Today would have been my son Robbie's 35th birthday.
Oh.
Well. Yep, and it's my nephew's birthday also.
Well, happy birthday, nephew.
Yeah. Daniel. And so happy birthday, happy heavenly birthday, Robbie.
So with nothing else to go over, unless someone could think of something. Dude, I kid you not, I read some of these stupid questions. And I'm surprised at some of these questions. So some of them, yes, could actually be dad jokes. That's how bad they are, okay? So if vampires can't see their reflections, why is their hair always so neat? Is it possible to brush your teeth without wobbling your butt? I tried. You can't. This question here can go for pretty much anything. Will the weather ever stop being partially cloudy and start being partially sunny?
I don't think that's possible.
Why don't you ever see the headline "Psychic Wins Lottery"?
That's a good point.
Okay, so is this one? Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavor and dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons?
That's a good one.
If a mime is arrested, do they tell him he has a right to talk? Okay. Now, this is not any of the questions, but have you guys heard George Carlin?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen him go through his whole little spiel?
No. I've heard the name.
Okay. Why is there a wa in one? It's spelled O-N-E, but it's spelled pronounced one. But there's a wa in two where it doesn't belong. Why do you park on a driveway and drive on a parkway?
Who comes up with this stuff?
I don't know. Why do they call it shipment when it's sent by, why is it called a shipment when it's sent by a vehicle and it's called cargo when it's sent by a boat? Wait, what was the other one? Hold on. Shit. I'm having a brain fart. Yeah, I know. It's like, I got my brother going one time. I'm like, why do they call toast toast when it's bread? And he's like, don't start that shit with me. He's like, no, it's gonna be stuck in my head all damn day. And I'm like, oh, thank you. You're welcome. My job is done.
Sorry. That's spicy
what?
Hot. Ooh. My stir fry.
I got those tuna packs, the tuna's in a pouch, and they have the plain, you know, and then they have all these other different flavors added to them. It's like spicy Thai chili tuna, and it's the first one that he said was actually really hot.
Oh, really?
I can't do it because I don't like being violated more than once. If ghosts can walk through walls and glide downstairs, why don't they fall through the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, Lorna, this is for you. Can a short person talk down to a taller person?
Yes, if they're standing on top of a chair. I've done it.
if milk, now I know some of these questions are really stupid. If milk goes bad in the refrigerator, why doesn't it go bad inside the cow? Okay, and why is vanilla ice cream white when vanilla extract is brown?
Huh.
Yeah. Now, this is a thought-provoking question. You know that indestructible black box that's used in airplanes? Why don't they just make a whole plane out of it?
Population control. That's all I could come up with. Population control.
Why is it that anyone driving faster than you considered an idiot, but anyone going slower than you is a moron?
I don't even know why.
Who came up with these questions? But I mean, why is it called Alcoholics Anonymous when the first thing you do is stand up and say, "Hi, my name is Bob and I'm an alcoholic"? If you enjoy wasting time, is that time really wasted?
No.
Now, I know you guys do this, and don't lie. Why is it that when you're driving and looking for an address, you turn down the volume on the radio to see better?
I'm guilty.
No, I don't do it.
You lie.
No.
You lie like a rug.
No, my name's not Lorna.
Hey, whatever. I tell no lies.
Is the word dictionary in the dictionary?
I don't know.
Okay, I had to think about this next one. Why is the third hand on a watch called the second hand? Why does grape flavor smell the way it is when the actual grapes don't taste or smell anything like it?
Because no feeder added to make the wine.
And do vegetarians eat animal crackers?
Do you, Lorna? Because we know you don't cook, so you must be a vegetarian.
I was cooking the whole time we were talking on here. You heard me clanking around in the kitchen.
Yeah, that was just to pretend like you were cooking.
Whatever.
But that's all I got, all I found. I don't think there's anything else in the news. I'm waiting because usually while we're doing the show, usually more headlines pop up, but nothing's come up at all. Huh. The Philippines say illegal structures are found on reefs near where Chinese boats are gathered. Hey, I wonder if it's those monoliths. Have you guys read about those? The monoliths?
Yeah, whatever
showing up
happened
everywhere.
It was a
Hold
big
on.
Thing around for a while, and then it just totally disappeared as fast as they appeared.
Yeah, and okay, so, oh shit, that's not the, okay, here. So, this is a list of all the monoliths that have mysteriously appeared. Look, I don't want a free trial of this bullshit newspaper. I just want to go look the... Some people think it's a publicity stunt for something. And some have more far-fetched ideas of the objects being placed by aliens. Jesus. Stolen. Hold on. Come on, don't do this.
I thought they found the kids did that.
No, see, here's the thing. The first one was found in Utah in the desert. It's 10 to 12 feet tall and made of metal. And then a week later, it was gone, and somebody put a small pyramid. And then around November 27th, they found one in Romania. And then another one in California, in the mountain.
But I thought
Nevada.
They found the people that did that. They finally fessed
it's
up or whatever.
Second. Yeah, but these are all over the world because Nevada, the Netherlands, England, Colorado, I mean, these things in Colombia. So they're finding them all over the place. Let me see if I can find out if it stopped. Okay, so the ones in Utah, California, and Romania have been explained. Damn, it's thinking in slow motion.
Of course.
So we don't know where they came from, but we do know their art. Well, no shit. It says they don't know shit. It said they don't know anything. It was just a headline. They don't know where they're coming from. There's no footprints anywhere near them. They say they've got CCTV in certain areas, and they're just showing up. I mean, come on. Yeah, they're showing up. They disappear. They go back and disappear again.
I think it's a bunch of college students.
Yeah, but all over the world?
Why not?
I mean, well, it says
just like
out
just
in,
like any other
Stanley Cooper,
like playing these games on Facebook, or whatever. They could have a group that make this stuff and say, hey, you should put one up over in your country, blah, da, 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 da.
Well, they said they look like the same monolith in Stanley Kubrick's sci-fi A Space Odyssey. And so that's what it is. But they're all identical. And it was put in a remote desert canyon. So, but that's just it. They don't know how they're getting to where they're getting them. That's just it. And it says the one in Utah, it's hard to get to by vehicle and on foot. So I don't know, maybe, but unless, now see, here's the thing, unless some of them were put by whatever, and other ones could be copycats.
Right.
Just to say, you know, but they still don't know, you know. But I still say, it's like Morgan Freeman said, it's shit like this is why aliens don't talk to us. What's going on right now? And I'm not talking about politics aside. I'm talking about some of the dumb shit that I keep hearing by some of these kids. I swear to God, it's got to be the dumbest thing, you know. But anywho, that's all. I've got nothing else. Bobby, you got anything?
He's napping
no,
again.
No, I don't.
I'm not, yeah. I'm like, yeah, sure. I know it's been a while since we've actually finished before the whole 2 hours. So
right.
And if we could get some callers, you know, that make us feel
special.
That would really
be wonderful.
You know, we need to figure out the thing on Blog Talk itself. It says you can hear it by listening to what's it called? Not Twitter, but what's the other thing you could? Oh God, my brain just went dead. Skype.
Yeah, but they've been having problems with Skype.
Oh, okay.
Because
we could
try it one night.
Yeah.
I can't.
I mean, I get why people don't call in from other countries. It's expensive. Because when I was in the UK, I got a phone bill for almost $1,000, and
oh, yeah.
they got rid of it, they took the phone bill away because I bitched, and I specifically asked them, look, is it going to cost me over in the UK? You have to get, and this is what people say, get one of their disposable phones with one of their phone numbers, and then you can call whoever while you're over there, and it won't cost you anything. Or go through Messenger, and it's free. So I don't know if that's possibly the reason why, and if something like YouTube or Skype or whatever, so they can actually talk to us that way. So
right, like I said, we could always try it.
How many countries do we have that's listening? I know Ireland is. And you said India?
India, Philippines, UK. I'm trying to think of the other ones. Actually, I can look it up right on here. Okay, we got, and we have a 34% listening rate and download from unknown, which I have no idea. But yet,
I'm an unknown.
We have India, Australia, United Kingdom, Philippines, Uganda.
Wow.
And that's it right now.
Oh, and of course America.
Oh yeah.
That's amazing. Uganda. Holy shit. But care to take a guess who the unknown is? I'll give you three guesses. And the first two don't count. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? Because you know who's
listening. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got my mom paranoid now. I told her, I said, you know that clicking sound when you're on your phone? She's like, yeah. I said, that's because your call's being monitored. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, you're welcome. I don't know if that's true or not. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's like, what's that clicking noise? I said you're welcome, because you usually hear some of our conversations. Actually, it's not a conversation. It's a heated argument that we get into. And, yeah, the words are not nice. And 99% of the time, it's because it's about politics. So every time she hears it, she goes, okay, I'm going to go now. Okay. I'll see you later. It does the same thing to my daughter. So honestly, I don't think it's them. I think it's just me. In all honesty, I think it's my phone's being listened to. But I don't discuss anything that's out of the normal, you know. Nothing to warrant them coming knocking on my door. But bark, bark, my dogs are obnoxious. One barks and the other one barks at the other one for barking.
Yeah, my two dogs do the same thing.
My dog.
She hates. But see, here's the thing. She hates the barking, so she will do that guttural deep pit bull bark, and people think she's trying to attack them. No, she's attacking him because she hates it.
Right.
She hates the barking. But I think it's funny, but. You know, whatever. Keep people out of my damn yard. I don't care. Delivery people will not come in our yard. So, good. They don't even open the gate FedEx, UPS, all of them will drop the package on the other side of the fence. I'm like, wow, guys, really? How do you know that thing's not going to go boom when you drop it?
Right.
I mean, here's the thing. Walmart delivered dog food, a 50-pound box, and the dude drops it on the other side of my fence. I'm like, it's dog food, dude. It even says on the box. It's like, geez.
Yeah,
such
right.
Nice weather. No, I know. But anywho, if you want to, I mean, if you want to, it's up to you if you want to end early or just.
Yeah, I mean,
bullshit,
if we don't have any. It's up to you. I mean, that doesn't bother me. I mean,
Bobby's always full of hot air.
Oh no! I want to bring something up that's really important. It scared the crap out of me because it happened.
Reindeer really know how to fly?
Yeah. No. Look. I don't know what day it was. I know it was a couple weeks ago. Pat was at work at Old Navy, and he got home at like at 5 or 5:30, whatever. But I was really tired, and I fell asleep in my chair. Right? I mean, it was probably like 15 minutes that I was asleep. But anyway, normally the dogs have this like inane sense to know he's coming down the road, bark, 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 bark. That's all they do is bark, and they go nuts. They didn't do shit, nothing, not a peep, right? And it was surprising. The curtains are open, and we live on a one-way street, so he has to pass in front of the house to get to our driveway. Well, anyway, I knew he was coming home, so I unlocked the door. Normally, it stays locked even during the day, right? He walks in and goes, "Rawr!" like that. Scared the ever-loving shit out of me. I swear to God, I jumped up out of my chair because I thought somebody had broken in. But the dogs did not bark until he got inside. And it's like, leave. I know it's during the day, but if you don't live in a great neighborhood, keep your doors locked. You know,
oh, yeah.
If you carry, keep it next to you, which I do. I have the knife that you sent me, which I need to get 3 of those, by the way, and I'll for others. Do you have to do one big order of those knives?
No.
Oh, okay. Because he wants one, and my daughter and her husband want one. So, but anyway, I have that.
We can get the rubber one like we got Lorna.
But yeah, if you carry, keep it next to you, anything that you have to for protection. I mean, you don't have to be super paranoid, but it's like in that fast of an instant, he could have been anybody. And it's like
you're
now.
Better off. Safe and
I
sorry.
Lock the doors. I lock the doors and close. Well, my window, it has like 10 feet off the ground, maybe. No, 6 feet off the ground. So good luck trying to climb in. But that's the only window I'll keep open, and it's right next to me. So I will lock it. Even when I go to the bathroom now, I lock the front door and the back door. And leave the dogs in the house because my jackass jumps the fence when she's mad. So, oh, yeah. And I'm like, screw you. I'm not chasing you. This little bitch will jump out the friggin' window. She will jump out a window and land 6 feet on the ground, but she won't hop over a 2-foot friggin' door where the last storm we had just broke my screen door. She won't jump over that, but she'll jump out of a damn freaking window 6 feet off the ground. And she's made a hole in the screen. And while I was getting the food delivery, that little bitch jumps out the side window, comes around, And it's like, you know what? You're chipped. I'm not chasing you anymore. Because she will do this dodge and dart thing. And she will do that just to piss me off. And I'm like, you know what? Bye. I'm going to go get UC now. And I'll walk away. And she will turn around and watch me walk away. And she'll sneak up behind me. She's like, oh, you ruined it. You won't chase me anymore. I quit doing it. So, yes, that's just the way she is. Well, she's a pit terrier. Little pain in my ass. I've had her for over a year, and she still thinks that she's not loved. I don't know. How long does that last?
Forever. Let me tell you something. My oldest boy is 9 years old and gets jealous if you don't pet him at the same time that you pet the little one. And vice versa. The little one's only 3 years old. So he's still a baby. Right. So is my big dog. My big dog was abused by two before I rescued him when he was a lot younger. He was abused by two families.
When she was a puppy, the owner kept her for like 8 months. And I guess they didn't want the whole litter, so they turned her into the shelter. Well, somebody had her for one day and sent her back because her landlord said no pits. Okay.
Right.
So technically, she only had two owners because I don't count someone having her less than 5 hours. That don't count.
Right.
But whoever had her from when she was born until she was, because she turned two in May. But it's like when we got her, she was that skittish. She didn't want to do, you know, you couldn't come near her and she was all, you know, we've had her over a year and she still acts like she's not loved. She gives you these puppy dog eyes. When I say puppy dog eyes, she gives you that pathetic look of she's curled up in a ball. And I'm like, Jesus, dog, you're loved. You're rotten.
Yeah.
But you're loved. It's like,
well, like I said, that's my big dog.
And they're both jealous of each other. Pat's dog is 3, I believe, or 4. And they're both jealous of each other. And now when I give him a treat, he will not take a treat until she gets hers first. Not because he's being a chivalrous dog. Because if he gets his first and he drops it, she'll take his and get hers.
That's a dominant thing.
He will turn his head like, I don't want it. And I'll give it to her, and then he'll take his. I'm like, oh, you smart little shit. That's what he does.
Yep.
And it's funny because my dog will sleep with Pat at night, and his dog sleeps with me. I'm like, wow, that's weird. Like, okay, fine, whatever. And now he sleeps on my back. When I get on my side, he will sleep on top of the blanket on my back. And when I mean up my back, I mean, like, so far up my ass that if I turn over, I'll squish him. And she will come in. No, that's his a Jack Russell Shepherd. And he's like 60 pounds. And mine's like 50 now. And she will come up and jump on the bed and sleep in front of me, but she'll dig at the blanket, and she has to sleep underneath them. I can't move. I got a queen-size bed, and I sleep.
A couple of years ago, my boys tried to kill me. I was laying on my belly with my one arm up and one arm on my side. Ralph, my pit, 7 pounds, comes in, lays on my back, pins me down. And my big guy, the 100-pound, he comes and he lays on top of my head, and I had my head stuffed into the pillow. I couldn't breathe. and I was laughing for being hard. I couldn't move.
Oh, you gotta love them when they do stupid shit.
Took me about 20 minutes to get up.
You know, I don't know if your kids did, your children now. I'd be sleeping, and my kids would sneak up to the bed and just stick right in my face, right, and scare the crap out of you. They're heavy breathing, like, is mom awake? Well, my kids have done that. Well, now my dog does it. I took a nap on the couch, and I had my blanket pulled all the way up because it was nice and comfy and shit, and all I saw was a snout 2 inches from my face staring at me. And I almost freaking hit my dog because she's, oh my God, she scared the crap out of me. I mean, these animals, I'm telling you, they think they're freaking human. So, but yeah. Well, Bobby, now we got 3 minutes left. We bullshit our way
yep.
for 20 minutes.
Yep.
I just want to say something quick about cemeteries. You guys,
no,
I
don't want to listen to you.
Be a little bit respectful, because when I went out to the cemetery today and seen what the mess I seen out there, I was not too happy.
Yeah,
oh,
awesome. That,
yeah,
that's
about
not
cemeteries,
cool.
Did you see the video
people
of that
driving over
who
the
was
top
walking
of
on graves.
The grave? No, driving across the graves. A cat litter box was sitting there, a tree down across the, over top of a headstone. I've been out there, and people have left their beer bottles and beer cans, whipping shitties around in there. I'm sick of it.
All right,
people
we got
no
90
respect.
Seconds.
Okay.
Thank you again for another great show, ladies, and God bless America. God bless our troops, our kids, veterans, first responders, and God bless the Defender 7. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.